Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And by the way, I've had lots of viewers tell me that one or the other at their home really does give a little different level of signal. So try them both, 96.7 or 99.7. You're listening to The Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, the host, and today we're going to have an informative program. We're going to be talking with Nick Saplesio, who is the Vice President of Operations of the North Central PA Goodwill. But before we get into interviewing Nick, I wanted to mention the great victory that the taxpayers of the state of Pennsylvania had this week with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court outlawing the open fields doctrine that used to allow the game commission, if you owned, say, 100 acres of field, they could go into your open field area and keep an eye on you and even arrest you if you committed some violation. And our Supreme Court here in Pennsylvania ruled that that was unlawful. So now there has to be a search warrant to be able to go onto your property and keep an eye on you, or to put a trail cam up. They were on some occasions putting trail cams up on private property, even if it was marked no trespassing, no hunting. And our PA Supreme Court very wisely recognized that the citizens of the Commonwealth have a right to expect some privacy on their property. So that is a big victory for all of us sportsmen and those that value our personal rights. Beyond that, last week, the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association announced the results of their board of directors election for this year. They elected Lori Lewis, who is brand new to the Property Owners Association. She is the top vote getter, followed by Tony Caviola, who was reelected to a 3-year term, and Ed Moran. Ed Moran is a CPA that had served on the board of directors before, but he had a year off of the board. So congratulations to Lori Lewis, Tony Caviola, and Ed Moran for getting elected to the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association. Their reorganization meeting will be this upcoming Monday, and they'll elect the officers of the corporation. So that is good news for the property owners of Treasure Lake. Well, before we get into our show, we're going to go to this message.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Welcome back. If you just joined, you're listening to The Contact Show. I am Pat Shea, your host on Connect FM. And today we have Nick Saplesio, who is the Vice President of Operations of the North Central Pennsylvania Goodwill. Nick, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
We are glad to have you. And I think the first thing I'd like to mention is when we say the Goodwill of North Central Pennsylvania, that isn't just Dubois. That's quite a few stores over many counties. Can you mention a little bit about how big of an area that covers?
Absolutely, yeah. So Goodwill Industries of North Central Pennsylvania, I do believe, is 14 counties, obviously in the middle of the state. We have 27 stores. We have 5 warehouses, 5 shop Goodwills. That's like your online presence, like an eBay. And we have 14 attended donation centers where you simply take your donation. There's not a store or anything like that. As of yesterday, I believe we had, we're consistently around 800 employees. So let's say 800 employees. Just a fantastic organization. Great way to give back to the community. And it's just been great. You know, I've been a part of Goodwill for over 10 years now, and it's been wonderful.
Yes, and Goodwill locally has been a very interesting success story. I remember talking to Ray Donati back in the very beginning when he became involved. There was only a handful of stores, and the finances were in very bad shape. And he, along with you and Tom Glazel and the board, really have turned around Goodwill to be a profitable organization. And one of the things that I am always happy to mention is the scope of your services and the area that you serve. We are very lucky to house the headquarters of North Central PA Goodwill right here in Falls Creek. And you guys could have gone anywhere from State College to Bradford to Punxsutawney to Clarion for your headquarters, but you kept it local, and we appreciate that. And if you haven't done so, they have a phenomenal facility in Falls Creek. They actually built it from the ground up, and it is designed to be a maximum use of the facility, and they did a fine job. You'll have to go take a look. I was very impressed when I went, and think about that. They're serving 14 counties. They've got 27 stores, and you mentioned 5 warehouses, which I did not know. And, of course, they have both the attended donation centers and the bins. I, again, did not know that you had the 5 warehouses, but I guess you have enough stuff that you have to put it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, and especially this time of year, of course, it's yard sale season, if you will, so we are just slammed, right? So we're working, you know, the transportation department's working pretty much nonstop. You know, they come in at 7:30, they work till 4. This time of year, they're starting a lot earlier, getting a jump start on their day, working Saturdays, working Sundays. We just, we really try to do what's best for the community. We don't want people throwing things in the trash. You know, you had mentioned our bins. We have over 100 of those blue bins. You know, a lot of them we help out nonprofits, and we'll pay for some of the donations that we get from those blue bins. So we're really trying to just keep stuff out of the landfill. That's what we're all about. I don't love the word sustainability just because it means so many things, but we're really trying to just continue to do good by the environment. And, you know, Goodwill is America's number one recycler. We want to continue that. We just don't want people throwing things in the trash.
And that is a good point. I did not know that you were the nation's biggest recycler, and you don't just recycle clothing and household goods. You even recycle some buildings. I know up in Kane, which is where I was born, you recycled a closed store there. Can you mention a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it was the dollar store up in Kane. Is that right?
Rite Aid.
Rite Aid. I'm sorry. It was the old Rite Aid. Dollar store was other locations. The old Rite Aid up in Kane, when Rite Aid went out of business. Actually, it was a phenomenal store. It's the perfect size for something we're looking for a store. Went out, and we went up and took a look at it, and Tom saw the vision, which he often does. And we capitalized on it, and even as of yesterday, it's just a phenomenal store. It does really, really well. The community of Kane has responded exceptionally to it. The workers there, the employees there have done a phenomenal job. Really, really, just a respected place. And it's great for the town of Kane, right? I mean, they have a place to go to. Like I said, they're all into. So yeah, we do. We try to find, older stores. Rite Aids were big, Dollar Generals, dollar stores. I know for donation centers, we're looking for maybe old gas stations or old dry cleaning type locations. That's the type of stuff we're looking for, you know, to try to go in and capitalize in certain communities.
And it's really surprising how a bright new building with its own parking lot and just a better appearance has meant a lot more customers. I had visited the prior store, haven't made it to the new one yet, but I'll make a point of doing that before the end of summer. And I was shocked. I don't quite understand why, but I guess having something pretty to walk into instead of an older building that doesn't look so pretty, has gotten you a lot more foot traffic.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned that. You know, another thing people probably don't realize about us is we have just a giant team of everything, right? So we have five full-time maintenance folks that, you know, have families, and these guys are phenomenal. They each have kind of like a territory that they go after, but they work very, very close with each other, and they go in and they do the bulk of this. They go in, they certainly see the vision. We kind of get together and talk about it, and they do their thing. They're great, great guys. I would trust them wholeheartedly with anything that I would do or need done. And they see that through and they get the work done. Another thing that's really interesting is we have our own graphic design department. Daylene, young lady, graduate from Edinburgh, graphic design student, does such an amazing job. And she goes in, she does the measurements, and she does all the graphic design, all the signage, everything we need, for the inside of these stores. A lot of times on the outside, we'll put like donation arrows or whatever the case is. That's all from Daylene. I mean, she's made signs, you know, 100 feet long, you know, it's amazing how she does it. She does such a great job. And kudos to her. So none of this happens certainly by one person. And we would all tell you that. It's a collection of people, and they just continue to amaze and continue to do such a phenomenal job.
Yes, and with 800 employees, I often hear people say, well, they get that clothing for free, and why do they charge what they do? Well, you're not conducting a yard sale when you have 27 buildings and your warehouses. You have to pay for all that. And with 800 employees, I was very happy to see that you're providing good benefits for those 800 employees. Health insurance continues to go up. I know as an employer, I cringe when I get my renewal notice with how much it's gone up. And you have to deal with that. Plus, you have to have every expense that every business has, workman's comp, liability insurance, and all of the protections that are required. And you often are subject to the state inspections of your stores, and you have to deal with not just selling all of the items, but with making sure that you're following all the state laws and you have the proper licenses and that you maintain them and that you respond to any changes. So you have a business that is funded with these donations, but you're also providing job training and you're hiring people that might otherwise not work without that level of training support and without your willingness to deal with whatever their issues might be. So Goodwill has a big gold star in my book for helping those that may not be employable elsewhere. So I want to thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
I know you invited me to the awards ceremony that you had for your employees, and it was amazing to see the pride that your staff has in their jobs and how meaningful it is for them to go to work every day and to have a job to go to. And that was an honor to see that. So thanks for inviting me there.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, what's with the manned donation centers as opposed to throwing another blue bin out there?
So I think ultimately for any community, it's better to have a person, right? It's better to have an attended donation center. I think, you know, when I started, it was the 10 by 12 sheds. It was hard. I mean, you know, and we still actually have a couple of them because we can't seem to break through the communities and get any buildings. But we're always constantly looking. But I think it's just better when somebody drops off a donation. Your donation's a little bit more protected. It's, you know, it's more valued, I think, if you're dropping it off to an individual. Here in Dubois, we have two, of course, one on Brady Street by Subway and one on the Beeline next to Sheets. I think it's a little bit better in my eyes to drop off to a person. I'm all about the people and being able to train those people, and they have done such a phenomenal job doing that. So we're up to 14. Some come, some go. I would like to have a lot more than that. The attended donation centers, the brick and mortars, they've done a really good just the way that we have been doing them, the outline has been fantastic. So I'd like to continue doing it that way. But yeah, I mean, you had talked about the people and what we do. And, you know, we don't, you know, you get the donations for free. Why are they charging so much? If I can go back to that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the big things is exactly what you said. These folks, you know, they want to be there. They want to work. Obviously, we're paying everybody. There's zero minimum wage job at Goodwill. Nobody's making, I don't even know what minimum wage is, $7.25 or whatever it is, right?
Yep.
Not one person in our entire 800 employee operation is making $7.25. They're well above that, well above that, well above $10. You know, and I think it's important to say when these folks are off for a holiday or whatever the case is, they're disappointed. They want to be there. They want to work. You know, they see the value in that. And a lot of people don't see that anymore. So I think that's really, really important to say. And we really, really, really encourage people to come to Falls Creek, take a tour, no appointment necessary. You can certainly reach out if you'd like to. You know, we could set something up if that's necessary for you, but it's certainly not needed. We really want you to come out and take a tour and just see what we do before, you know, you see the stuff online, which you can't go by any of that, obviously, but you know, oh, where else can I send my donations? I don't want to send it to Goodwill. Well, you really, once you come and take a look, I promise you, you will never think that again.
Yes. And I definitely support that notion. You've earned the community support. And again, it isn't just selling of the clothing. It's the 800 people that have various jobs. And you mentioned before the show that you've got 15 to 20 trucks that are driving all over the 14 counties, picking up items, dropping them off. So you have those truck drivers and you have mechanics and support staff for taking care of the trucks, keeping them clean, checking the fluids and the air in the tires and all that stuff. Plus, you've got 15 to 20 trucks that have, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 tires. And they have to get replaced probably at least once a year.
Yeah.
And you're probably not buying those tires from California. You're probably getting your tires
That's
locally.
Right. All local, yep.
So there's a lot of local businesses that are supported by Goodwill's operations, and a lot of the money stays in the community. I know everybody's looking forward to retiring someday, including me, but a job really improves your self-esteem, your self-worth, lifts your spirits. If you're feeling a little down about life or yourself, a job helps you feel much better about things. And I'm sure you've lifted the spirits of many of those 800 people that are working for you that may have had limited opportunities elsewhere. So you have the jobs, the job training. We had Tom and your lady that
Brenda, yep.
Brenda that staffs the training programs. There are people that would not be learning how to drive a car if it right. wasn't for Goodwill's driver's ed program. And you have people that will sit with the usually younger people or other people with some issues that will sit with them, try to target how to overcome whatever their issue might be, whether it's blindness or deafness or whatever. And you guys formulate an individual plan to make that person be a success in the job. And naturally, I'm sure they appreciate that very much. We're going to go to another message, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
And if you just joined, you're on Connect FM, listening to the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today we have Nick Saplesio, the Vice President of Operations of North Central Pennsylvania Goodwill. Before we get back to talking about Goodwill, I do want to remind everybody that we're in the final days of both the Jefferson and the Clearfield County Fair. Sometimes I forget that they're both going on at once. So you've got two fairs you can go to, and they are both online at the JeffcoFair.org, and Clearfield County has their own website, Facebook page, and you're welcome to go see what events are wrapping up. I believe both end Saturday at around 9 o'clock when they shut things down for the evening. Don't forget your fairs. Both of our fairs do a lot of good in the community as well. So, Nick, we're back, and we had talked about those trucks, and you had something you wanted to mention about their operation and what.
Yeah, so I do. I want to mention that we are the only Goodwill, to my knowledge, in the country, I guess, the world, that has our own mechanic and has our own mechanic shop. So we have two fully certified mechanics. They do oil changes, obviously. They do inspections, all that type of stuff. And it's really, really convenient because now during the middle of the day, you don't have someone saying, hey, you know, can you take me over to so-and-so for an oil change or anything like that. We do it right in-house in Falls Creek there. And it's very, very convenient for the employees. We do it for the employees. And it's a huge perk. I mean, it is something that we strive on, and John and Harley do a phenomenal job. There are two mechanics. James is another one that works on a heavy truck. So I just wanted to mention that. That's another thing that people probably don't realize that we have, and we do have that. So another kudos for the thoughtfulness, I guess, that Ray and Tom had when they went ahead and built the building. Ray really saw that forefront and follow through with it. So kudos to him.
Yes. And listeners, one thing for you to consider with that is there is a great deal of thought with the leadership team at Goodwill on how to do things as inexpensively right. as possible. And having your own mechanics saves you $80 to $120 an hour labor fees.
That's right, yeah.
And you have to pay them, but you're not paying them 100 and something.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's minimal. The cost per hour is half, or if not less, than what you would pay at a regular mechanic. So.
Yes, and with that many trucks, I'm sure you always have one that has some issue working on.
We have some issues, yeah, for sure. And I wanted to just real quick, mention that you had said about how, you know, we bring joy to the employees and whatnot. Well, it's the opposite too. I mean, it is very difficult to leave, you know, Goodwill Industries of North Central Pennsylvania. I mean, it is very difficult to leave in a bad mood. They're happy, they're chirpy, they really put a smile on your face every day. So, I mean, there's a lot of crazy that goes on. If anybody knows me, you can imagine what that's like. But it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So.
Well, I am glad to hear that, and I appreciate your explanation today. And I think it's important for all of our listeners to understand that there is a lot of behind-the-scenes work with sorting and organizing and distributing, and there's a lot of good to the community with the money that they do spend on their clothing and their other items that they purchase. It is very much going back to the community with services, jobs, and the money is redistributed as you run your day-to-day operations, and a lot of thought is spent on how to best spend the money. And I'm very proud to have Goodwill of North Central PA in our area, and I very much appreciate, Nick, that you came today to explain that. And lastly, if anybody would like, Nick is telling you, go to the Falls Creek facility.
Absolutely, please.
And ask for a tour. You'll
yes.
be very surprised at the operation and how it's a very real business meeting very real needs to the community. Have a good day, folks.
Thank you.